At this point, I'm going to call on Mr. Don Cox, the president of the Charlatan Society. We welcome him to his first Philadelphia Society meeting. He is going to give us some remarks on that new and distinguished company being assembled in our neighbor, within the borders of our neighbor to the north. Don.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Please continue eating your dessert. 3/4 of a century after the stirring events depicted in last evening's movie, a group of Canadian conservatives decided that the weak, isolated British colonies still left in North America should get together and make their own constitution. They chose as the site for that meeting Charlottetown, a tiny town on the tiny island of Prince Edward, and what they agreed on became the design of what became Canada. The French conservatives wanted to conserve their laws, their language, and their religion. The English conservatives wanted to conserve their limited monarchy and their British parliamentary traditions, particularly, though, the limited monarchy. I might say, in the wisdom of recent events, that had those British conservatives realized that what they were fighting to preserve was a dynasty founded by Queen Victoria of drug peddlers, they might not have been so enthusiastic about the enterprise. Since that conference, Canadian conservatives have found that conserving the French language, the British crown, and providing full equality to Catholics are not enough. That tiny minority of modern conservatives, thinkers, who, although somewhat more populous than the whooping cranes, remain yet in Canada an endangered species, have required an organization modeled on your own so that our critical class can attain critical mass. The opportunity came last year when the Heritage Foundation offered us assistance in many forms, including organizational help, some splendid speakers from their apparently bottomless well, and most importantly, a considerable amount of the time, energy, ingenuity, cajolery, and leadership of Don Lipsett, whose prodigious talents are known to you all. If, as I believe, the Charlottetown Society eventually becomes a force in Canada, the Heritage Foundation and Commodore Lipsett will have earned the gratitude of all those concerned with limiting the powers of government in what is one of the most over-governed countries in the world. We are grateful that the Philadelphia Society has chosen Toronto as the site of its September meeting. We are looking forward to welcoming you, participating in the program, and showing you, and here comes the hype, what is perhaps the cleanest, safest, and probably the economically soundest major urban center in North America. Now, apart from Toronto's obvious attractions, which include the Toronto Blue Jays, who were winners in the American League East, I might say, last year, they will be hosting the Boston Red Sox that weekend. And those of you who are from Boston and are enough masochists to want to watch them getting pummeled by the Jays, we will certainly be able to arrange tickets for you if you wish. There is that attraction, but in addition, only 2 hours from Toronto is the Stratford Festival. And we have brochures at the back so that those of you who are planning your trip up there can plan it around an experience in Southern Ontario. There's another attraction, though. We can boast of our weakness, namely the weakest Canadian dollar, which sells at 70 cents U.S. Now, that low estate reflects the high cost of government in Canada. And I think those of you in this room should find it exquisite irony that you believers in limited government should be able to benefit so tangibly from our national excesses by traveling, shopping, and eating at low cost. When you come to Toronto, you will meet the several score of our members and adherents who provide us a base for growth. That group includes some of Canada's brightest scholars, together with people from the business community. We're a newly minted organization, having only been around for a year, but I think we can take some pride in the growth we've achieved to date. Your coming to Toronto and the involvement of your people in this enterprise will be a vast help to us. That American conservatives are now taking a greater interest in the millions of square miles between your country and the Soviet Union is, I believe, a heartening development for both our countries. Ideas have consequences wherever free people gather, and I believe the gathering in Toronto will be consequential. We have a wonderful array of speakers, including Dr. Bradford, Peter Brimelow of Barron's, Midge Dechter, Ed Fulner, Owen Harries, Arnold Beichmann, Thomas Pangle, and others. We can guarantee you a stimulating weekend. The two perhaps major issues facing our two countries jointly will, I believe, be a focal point of the conference, and that is the sense of the integrating the North American economy together in a freer trade, an issue which has a rather immediate impact, and where we had a splendid presentation given to us in Toronto earlier this year by Ed Hudgens of the Heritage Foundation. And the question of integrating North American defense with new technology and SDI. All that land up there on the Beaufort Sea and everything is attaining a new strategic value. It will only get that kind of value if both countries understand the imperatives. Toronto is lovely in September. Yes, it's the first day before fall, but Toronto is fine right up until fall, so you're safe to come then. A week later, there might be a risk. We look forward to sharing Toronto with you and express our gratitude that you've proposed to come and help see that free market wisdom doesn't stop at the 49th parallel. Thank you. We'll see you in September.